Yeah, you have the floor.
Thank you, Ambassador, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I will just take a couple of minutes just to give you an update, basically, on some issues which may be of interest and of relevance to you for this year and for the preparations for the review conference going forwards. One issue I wanted to mention to you all is that the sponsorship program, we will soon have on our website the details for applying for sponsorship. We are fortunate in that we already have contributions to the sponsorship program from Australia and from the European Union in the pipeline. Others have also made pledges which we have not yet formalized so far. So just to let people know that the application process will be open very shortly for applying for sponsorship to the August PrepCom and the review conference itself. On the question of confidence building measures, you will recall that the deadline was a couple of weeks ago. We've so far received 61 CBMs, of which 28 are publicly available on the BWC website. The rest are available on the restricted area of the website. I would also like to mention a couple of things in preparation for the subsequent meetings this year. As we did last year, the ISU will be collaborating with the Geneva Centre for Security Policy, GCSP. We'll be organising two workshops this year in preparation for the meetings. One of those will be at GCSP on the 27th of June, one on the 19th of September. In addition, on our website, we have compiled all of the working papers from the Intersessional Programme 2012 to 2015 thematically. Those are all available on the website, and as at the 7th review conference, we have also created what we call a Think Zone page, where other articles of relevance to our discussions have been posted as well. Both of these are intended to facilitate your preparations for the meetings this year. The final point I would like to raise relates to financial issues. You should all by now have received your invoices for contributions to this year's BWC meetings. The chairman has already in an earlier letter encouraged early payment of those contributions. I should also inform you that there is this year and ongoing years driven partly by concerns from member states as well of the United Nations, more scrutiny of the finances of the treaty bodies. The current situation for the BWC, for your information, is that the outstanding contributions from 2015 and previous years to the BWC are in the order of almost $400,000. Our colleagues in the finance department here at UN Geneva will soon be publishing information like this in more detail for the BWC, but also for the other treaty bodies which are hosted here in Geneva. Okay, thank you very much. Thanks for your attention.